This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtri Poshan Mah campaign from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh today. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the country's largest Pradhan Mantri Mega Integrated Textile Region and Apparel, that is PM Mitra Park, in the village of Bhensola in the district. He also transferred financial assistance to over 15 lakh women under the Matru Vandana Yojana. Addressing the people on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan is dedicated to the mothers and sisters, and it is for their bright future." He said, "The government's aim is that not a single woman should fall prey to illness due to lack of information or resources."
स्वस्थ नारी सशक्त परिवार ये अभियान माताओं बहनों को समर्पित है, उन्हीं के उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए है। हमारा मकसद है एक भी महिला जानकारी या संसाधनों के अभाव में गंभीर बीमारी का शिकार न हो। इन स्वास्थ्य कैंपों में इन सारी जांचों के लिए आपको एक नया पैसा नहीं देना पड़ेगा। जांच भी मुफ्त होगी, दवाई भी मुफ्त होगी।
Congratulating the people of Dhar on the upcoming PM Mitra Park, the Prime Minister said, "On Vishwakarma Jayanti today, India's largest integrated textile center has been inaugurated." The Prime Minister urged that during the upcoming festivals, everything purchased should be made in India. He appealed to the traders to ensure that everything they sell is of Indian origin. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan virtually attended the launch of the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Chauhan wished the Prime Minister on his birthday and stated that the nation is moving towards becoming a prosperous, developed and self-reliant India. Leaders from across the world, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, have greeted the Prime Minister on his 75th birthday today. In his message, President Putin praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi's great personal contribution to strengthening the partnership between India and Russia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Mr. Modi his good friend. Earlier, US President Donald Trump also greeted Prime Minister Modi. Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, shared a video on his X handle wishing Mr. Modi a happy birthday. Prime Minister Modi has expressed gratitude to the world leaders for extending birthday greetings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu for his birthday wishes today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he deeply cherishes the friendship and enduring ties between India and Israel. PM Modi also thanked the President of the UAE, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, for the close friendship and the mutually beneficial partnership between India and the UAE, which continues to reach new heights in all the areas. On the occasion of Prime Minister's birthday, several programs under the Seva Parv have been organized across the country today. Various activities under Swachhata Hi Seva, tree plantation drives and the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar were organized. The BJP organized Seva Pakhwada across the country, which will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversaries of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 1700 crore rupees for Delhi. The Election Commission has revised the existing guidelines under the Conduct of Elections Rules for the design and printing of EVM ballot papers to enhance their clarity and readability. From now on, the photographs of candidates will be printed in colour, occupying 3/4 of the photo space for better visibility. To ensure uniformity, the names of all candidates and nota will be printed in the same font type for easy readability. India's star javelin thrower and defending champion Neeraj Chopra has qualified for the World Athletics Championship 2025 final today with his first attempt of 84.85 metres. Another Indian player, Sachin Yadav, also secured a place in 12 finalists with a best throw of 83.67 metres. And in women's cricket, India defeated Australia by 102 runs in the second ODI of three-match series in Chandigarh. Chasing a target of 293 set by India, Australia were bundled out for 190 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.